For the first time in the country's short existence, the man most capable of leading America is not a politician. He's a self-made man who, through sheer force of will, turned a poor upbringing on the docks of New York Harbor into an empire. At 16, Cornelius Vanderbilt buys a small ferry boat with a $100 loan. He quickly earns a reputation as a cutthroat businessman, willing to use any means necessary to get ahead.
Back then, it was just pure competition. My brain against your brain, my effort against your effort. You just competed. That's the way they looked at business. It was the wild, wild west. And by hook or crook, it was just win or lose, and the best win.
He was a tough guy, getting into scraps with other men, beating the hell out of them and knocking them unconscious. That competitive streak and that toughness very much defined his character.
His single ferry soon becomes a fleet of ships, transporting goods and passengers to every corner of the growing country. Vanderbilt will become so synonymous with shipping that his nickname becomes the Commodore.
I think Vanderbilt recognized that what was going to be important is transporting goods from one place to another. And he had this idea that required infrastructure, and not infrastructure the government was going to provide, but that he was going to provide.
Over the next 40 years, Vanderbilt builds the largest shipping empire in the world. Then, at the peak of his power, just before the Civil War, he does the unthinkable.